we're just protecting that inside for the barrage that's going to get in July.
That's got to be one of the busiest racing periods. You've got 5 race meetings in like basically 10 days, haven't you?
That's right, mate. Yeah. We're all set for it. Every year we prepare for it. And, this year's no different, mate.
All right, terrific. Well, have a great day today, and we'll get all the winners from Gary in a moment, and we'll talk to you soon, Drew.
Good on you, Sean.
Drew Cookson there, track manager at Grafton. Gary Cleese, he's got all the winners today. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. I tell you what, he's a tree of knowledge, isn't he?
Isn't he 150,
what? What did he say?
157 years ago, first meeting at Randwick.
I told him that coming in, Sean, because I heard it on the radio, so I haven't made him look like an idiot.
You could have told him anything.
I heard the bloke on the radio say, it was 1860. Today was the first race meeting ever held at Randwick. So I hope he's right. No, if I'm right.
If not,
you're in trouble.
It's like the domino pencil. Everyone's wrong. Anyway, never mind. At least we can laugh. Now, the first day of the day, we got a maiden for the Colts, Geldings and Entires. We put out 6-way Newey Gold, 7 Tycoon Rosser and 10 Victorum. Now, 1 Locus $1.75, 4 Rocky Nugget $4.80, 3 General Nelson $5, 5 Stella Power $8.50, 2 Dixie Away $13, 8 Western Alliance $19, 9 Through the Storm $26, 12 Sound of the Pound $71, 11 Pato Joe is $101.
Yeah, 1, 3, 4, and 5. He looks awfully hard to beat here, top weight Locus. I mean, he debuted great at the Sunny Coast. He sat just off the speed. He hit the front. He raced clear. He was run down late, and there was a good margin between him and third horse. I think the third horse finished about 3.8 lengths away from him. But then they took him to Scone. That was the first day of the carnival. They put their money on him, and he just ran as the gates opened and blew the start. I mean, you would think that just off that debut run and the good gate and Lloyd here to ride and Toby Edmonds trains, and he is a Bob's horse too, so they pick up that extra 5,000. There's 16,200 of the winner, so he does look very hard to beat. 3 General Nelson, look, he goes good this time. He's had a little bit of a setback. He was just beating time with him, Stephen Phelps, but he ran 30 behind Duda, and then he came back to Ballina behind Ready for Danger. He's beaten 1.3. He hasn't been back to the trials for that 10-week break, and he draws good, but one thing about him, he goes good. This is a big horse I want to have a look at, the poor Rocky Nugget. In the yard, he's a 4-year-old. Greg Cornish has got him. That 4 goes, he's been placed 2 out of the 4. He was huge at Kilcoy the other day. Big, awkward fella. He never handled it. When he got going, was only the last 100 metres, and he tore home, and he was beaten 1.8 lengths. Just looking at him off the replays, you would think this big track had drafted and it suit him a lot better. And the watch horse is the 5, Stella Power. He's on debut. Blinkers going on him first time. Brian Dias has been coming down here for the last 3 or 4 weeks and going home with winners. He scratched him from Casino on Friday and left him here. And he did trial up really good at Doomben 13 days ago. And he comes into the 9 gut. He holds a lot of keys. The 5, Stella Power on debut. 1, 3, 4, and 5 in race 1.
And sometimes those big horses trying to get around Kilcoy, they must feel like they're racing on a dinner plate.
Oh, well, Sean, this big fella, he revved up to up in behind him. He got up on heels and he just didn't get around it. But he looks a big powerhouse, so...
Bigger track.
Maybe this big track does pretty much.
Righto, the second one, Woodvision, number 3, Cleodna, 10, Test Trail, 12, Catarina, and 17, Stormy Horizon out. Now, 2 Old Braves, $2.70, 5 Den Largo, $5, 8 Gypsy Aria, $5.50, 9 Owners Angel at 6, 14 Redeemable is 11, 4 SMS is 19, 6 Sky Range, 19, and also number 16, Miss Sminker at 19. Then 11 Hot Dam, 13 Vita Player, both 23, 15 Bring Your A Game, 26, and 7 Real Hype, 31.
Yeah, I'm 2, 5, 4, and 14. I'm at a 2-old bay. I look, I really think she gets a chance. And no one, like I said, Brian Dias has got that first starter in the first. And this filly's been coming down here for the last 3 runs. She's been to Ballina, and the last 2 here been at Grafton. And she looked home the other day, and James Lee Well grabbed her right on the line 10 days ago. But probably the beauty about it today, she gets a claim. She comes into the 6th gate. And she is coming back from an open maiden back to fillies and mares maiden. And you would think she'll go forward. Then probably just that question mark. She went 1,006 last start. She's 1,115 today. But tell you what, I can't find any leader in the race. And she gets a soft lead. I think she's going to take a lot of beating. I want to have a look at 5 Den Largo because I saw him last step. He's had 2 runs back. He run 3rd first up at the Gold Coast. His run was really good behind Lady Dixon beaten 2.3. And then he went back there, his next run, he drew good. I thought he was a little bit disappointing in the run home, beat the 7.5, but he may have got his tongue over the bit because I see they put a tongue tie on him first time. So maybe excuses there at the Gold Coast last start. 14, redeemable, nice, neat little filly. Gordon York's got her. She's just lightly raced. She's improving all the time. She led and was run down late at Coffs Harbour 24 days ago. So she should push forward. And the 4 SMS, this is a really nice filly by Squick the Lion Set of a good race mare and Frisco Miss. Drew off the track in an 800 metre race on debut and got beaten 4.7. And looking at her in the yard, there was a heap of improvement. She had trialled up okay prior to going to Coffs Harbour, but she's on a home track and draws one alley here today. I think she's definitely the player around the odds. 2.5, 14 and 4 in race 2.
Now, the next we take are 2 Kilmarnock, 7 Lyridge, number 9 Sound World and 13 Surfers Dolphins. 4 Kobe Creek, 290, 5 Light Motion, 440, 11 Silver River, 480, number 12 Montezuma, 6, 10 I'll Miss You, 850, 6 Zizu Warrior, 12, 3 Kingston Time, 13, 1 Back to Abilene, 21, and number 8 Xerxes Dream is 34.
Okay. Well, now, yeah, what do you like, Sean? Because I'll tell you what, this is a difficult race.
Pretty tight, isn't it?
Yeah, each week we come here, there's a different result in these long races. Look, I'm going to go back to 4 KB Creek. I'm 4, 12, 11 and 10. I'll just go back to him. He was bad here the other day, 10 days ago. He got beaten 10.6 lengths, maybe in the heavy track. That board he run done, even though he has handled the wet before. He run 30 behind Kilman, got beaten 1.4. 2 runs of your own, he run third at the Gold Coast prior to that. I just think he finds the right race. And I know he hasn't won for some time, this guy, but he has won up to 2,200 metres. I've got him on top. I thought 12 Montezuma was the danger. He's a lightweight chance. He's down from Eagle Farm. Johnny Walk's got him. He boxed on good there behind Champagne Kiss 15 days ago, beaten 2.3. His only win was over 2,200 metres, so he can run a bit of a trip. 11 goes in here, Silver River. He's a 7-year-old. He runs second here last start behind Mashani Scout. If he can reproduce that, he mixes his form a little bit, but he gets no weight on his back. In 10, I'll miss you. I give her a chance. The glue on shoes come off her today. The ordinary player, the normal race plates go back on. She hadn't had a run for about 6 weeks going into that run at Gatton, where she ran 5 feet 1.9 behind Fabulous Floyd over the 2,000 metres. So that run would have topped her off. She's a definite player around the multiples. 4, 12, 11 and 10 in race 3.
All right, the fourth event, 5 King Lear and 10 Miss Missile come out. Now, 3 Care to Think is $1.85. 2 Sneaky Glance, 4 even. 6 Nothing for the Press, 5.50. 1 Image of Love, 10, 7. Terra Santa, 18. Number 4 Good Timing, 19, along with 11 Miss Zodiac. Then 8 I Am Sparta, 41. Number 12 Phoenix Sunrise, 51. 9 King Armadale, 61. And 13 DX Edge, $101.
Oh, now 3, 2, 7 and 6. Look, I'm giving him another chance here to think the 3. He's by So You Think. Matty Gunn's got him, and he's a really, really nice horse. Look, he took him to a highway last preparation. That was back in January. He ran 4th for 13th in a highway behind superstar Bob Beaton, 1.7. His Ipswich run was a cracker first up behind Crazy Pops Beaton, 0.2. And I thought he was a little bit plain at the Gold Coast the other day, and the more I kept going back looking at the meeting, it was a Class 2, so he's back to Class 1 company. I still think the bigger track suits him, and I still think he's looking for 14.20. But what I could work out, he was on the inside, and winners were coming out in the middle of the track or out wider that day, and he might have been in the worst part of the ground. But with him saying that, he was a little bit plain in the run home. But he's certainly better than that, and maybe the bigger track suits him here today from a good day. 2 Sneaky Glance. He was really good to win his maiden last start. He revved up. He just sat in behind the lead. He had to work up 3 deep coming to the corner. But when Jeff Lloyd asked him to really strengthen it, lengthen out down the running, he just put pay to a maiden field there by 3.5. He's got a bit of a sticky gait. He does go up a couple of kilos on that maiden win. But I wouldn't be worried about him with the 14.20. That's certainly there. Terror Santa, the 7. He's a really nice horse, this guy. I haven't seen him in the flesh, but I've seen him off the replays. Kim Lloyd's got him at the Gold Coast. He won on debut, and then he came back and ran second at the Sunny Coast. And then he ran second there last start 16 days ago behind Eat My Trust. Now, halfway down the running, you thought he was going to weaken out of it. He got going again the last 200 metres. That was over the 1,200, and he looks a big fella too. So you would think the way he found the line again, he may be looking for the 1,400 metres. And 6-0 for the Press. I've got to throw him in. I mean, his maiden win was good here over Queen Cora. This is certainly a step up in grade, but he might be the type of horse that can just keep improving. And they're the type of horses that we're going to see in the Guineas coming up here over the July Carnival, Sean. But I'm going to give him one more chance here to think, because maybe the bigger track does suit him a lot better. 3, 2, 7, 6 in race four.
All right, now the fifth event, and here put out one Aldersar, 9 by Baby, 12 Shannonbrook Miss, number 16 Miss Tristy. Now, 4 First Rain, 420, 11 Fighting Bell, $5, 8 Refustress, $7.50, 6 Harvard Graduate, and also 10 Mostia Lucy, both $8, 14 Thundering Heart, $8.50, 7 Lilouette, $9, 2 Jack Strikes Back, $11, 3 Onslow, $14, 5 Immortal Miss, $23, 13 Colour Purple, $26, and 15 Victor Vito, $81.
Yeah, I'm 8, 4, 10 and 7. I'm going to give this little man one more chance. I think we spoke here 10 days ago, Sean, when I liked Refustress, the big odds, but I went home and belted my head against the wall because she just never put in at all. But that was on that heavy track. I mean, the prior runs at Toowoomba were great. She's won here before. She draws good. Maybe that little bit better track suits. I'm going to give her one more chance because I'd be dirty if I got off her and she got the money, but she's certainly a lot better than that last run when she went around here 6 days ago. And that was at a 65. She's back to a 60 rating. It just goes up a bit in weight. 4 First Rain, just a really good mare here at the Grafton Circuit. She's only won the 4, and they've all been at this track. And she's won 2 first up. She draws good. She's never been at the top. I've got one query with First Rain is, I've seen all the wins, and I've seen a lot of her over the years that she's been racing, and she's always carried around 54, 55. One of those little mares when she creeps up in the weight. But she resumes here with no trial with 59. But she's just got a great record here. She's got a soft gate to get a lovely run in transit. 10 Moscow Lucy, I like the first up run. She's never really performed first up, but she finished the race off good enough at Taree beating 2.2. So goes second up here. And 7 Lilouette now. She was huge first up behind Guest Stever in a 1,000-metre race. And then Stephen Phelps bumped her straight up to the mile second up, and she never put in. He had a few problems with her. He brought her back and he trialled her here, and she beat Mask A Force in the trial. And Mask A Force come out to run second on Friday in that big open handicap at Casino. So there was plenty of merit in that trial, and she has won here before. So certainly a player. 8, 4, 10 and 7 in race 5.
Well, that race 6, the class 1, and we put a line through number 2, Glenass, 7, Murderous, 14, My Cousin Melanie, and 15, Star Bid. Now 5, Central Witness, 3 even. 6, Runway Ready is 460, 9, Miss Park and 650. 13, They Call Me Rose, 7, number 10, Imposition, 750, 1, Collins Creek, 850. Then we go to 8, Pat Cash at $10, 4, 1, More, 2, Less is $13, 3, Lighthouse Keeper, 16, 16, Moringa's Tootsie, 41, 11, Eddie Would Go, 51, and 12, Just Imagine, 61.
Okay, well now I'm 6, 9, 5 and 1, and yeah, that's, you've dumped me now because I was looking at 6, Runaway Ready, and Priscilla Smith going, no, top weight Collins Creek. So anyway, I like Runaway Ready. I like this filly. I think she's got plenty of ability. She's had 4 goes, 1 win, 1 placing. She was great to win a maiden here. Now she came back and she won a maiden, went straight to a 60 rating, and she ran 4th for 12, beating 3.2 behind Prada Miss. They run a record, and Prada Miss went straight to Doomben on a Saturday to run second. And then she went to Ipswich. She never handled a tight circuit whatsoever behind Soft Top. And she comes here today in a class 1, 12.50 from the one gate, and drops a kilo on that Ipswich run and gets to a bigger track. I like her. I think she's going to be very, very hard to beat. Her 9, Miss Park, and she is a really nice filly. She won here 10 days ago, and look, she did a little bit wrong down the running, and she beat a mare called Solar Storm. And I like what David Kelly's done. He's taken her back and given her a nice little soft trials 3 days ago at the Gold Coast, and she won that trial. But she was very, very good down the running, very tractable and done everything right. So obviously that maiden win has brought her along. 5 Central Witness, he was huge here to win here last start, and he really hit the line hard. I mean, the only little query with him, he did have one gate, and he did have 4, it was 14.06, and he's got to come off an awkward gate today and come back to the 12.15, but he's a horse to follow out of the carnival. But if anything, he'd be hitting the line hard. And I wouldn't leave out Collins Creek. I definitely wouldn't. Priscilla likes him. I mean, his Warwick win was good. His run here beyond Leap of Legend was good. And I totally forget him at the Gold Coast last start. He had 15 gate, and he sat 3-4 wide the whole trip. And he was beaten 6.8, but he draws a really good gate today. And Kenji Yoshida's down to ride him again. So 6-9-5-1 for me, Sean, in race 6.
All right, race 7, and here we scratch number 2, El Tenient, number 7, Chap Out of Hero, 14, Boanabar, and 15, Divas Yer. Favourite, the 1, Cosgrove at $2.15, 3, The Independent, $6, number 6, Le Coronamod is $8, 10, Bonnie Sayre, $10, 11, Loana Lass, $14, along with 13, Lady Enid, 4, Dagger Boy, $15, 12, Madam Kate, $17, number 8, Early Open at $21, 5, Digna, $23, along with 9, All the Aces, 16, Ultra Ego, $51, and 17 star for Sharon, $71.
Okay, 1, 4, 6, and 13. He's a ripper, this horse, Big Cosgrove. He's a lovely horse, isn't he? Just like you. He's a nice horse and big, strong fella. And look, he told him up the other day, Toby Edmonds. I don't know what else. I'm going to talk to Jeff Lloyd when he gets here, but I don't know what happened in the gates, whether he's just half given a bit of a rare, but Lloyd's come off him out. Well, he never came out of the gates with him, and he just raced away with the trial with no jockey on. I mean, they can do that. He folded him, but... And, you know, he's a really nice... The day one he's made me, he just had backed me all over him next time. And then he came back here beyond text me and he was beaten 1.5. But I like him. He's well-named and he's a nice horse and he's going to take a lot of beating. Poor Dagger Boy, he's a really nice horse, this guy. He needed the run when he went first up here 28 days ago beyond Leap of Legend. He was a little over four lengths. He knocked up about the last 150 metres, but Terry McCarthy came up and trialled him at the Gold Coast about a week or so ago, and oh, he just run along on that trial, and he dashed away, and he won the trial by 3.5, so obviously that first up run's brought him right along. Six leader Cora Damon, he's had a couple of runs back, his Ipswich run was good. I thought he was a little bit plain here last start, but the beauty about him, he's got a soft gate, he's not overbit this guy, and he wants an easy run in transit to get every chance to win. So from that alley, with Chris Whiteley aboard, he should get a lovely run. And I'm definitely showing you that 13 Lady Enid. She won a maiden at Coffs, beat Sweet Nelly. She came back to Coffs Harbour in a 55 rating over Harwood Graduate, beating 3.8. I think she's about a 6 or 7 times winner. So there was plenty of merit in that run, and she's coming back here with no weight on her back and back to Class 1 company and over the 12-15. She's a definite player. But I think the top, if he can reproduce what he did last prep, and just going on that trial at the Gold Coast, obviously Toby's got him going good without any jockey aboard because he did trial up good. 1, 4, 6, and 13 in race 7.
And we might add, he's named after the Major General too, Peter Cosgrove. So he's named after the right bloke.
Yeah, and they named him after you too. Come on, you know that.
Now, he might be a bit leaner than me, I tell you. Now, the 8th event, 10 McGill and number 12, Wraith of Odin come out, 4 Arlington Heights, $4. 3 Bring It 420, 5 Art Attack 650, then 6 Rainbow River 750, 8 Johnny Feedback at 950, 2 Brilliant Jet 10, 7 Thermal Unit 12, number 9 Destiny General 13, 1 Defence Witness 14, 11 Red Ochre 23, 13 KB's Lad 34, and 14 DeFrost $51.
What did you have the 3 Bring It, Priscilla?
420.
Sean, I missed it.
Yeah, 420.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I'm 3, 4, 6, and 1. He's a good horse, this horse. And maybe just a little question mark on him. I'd like to see it probably a little bit up, more up on top of the ground for him. But he was huge first up here beyond Push the Sky Away. He should have won the race. And then he went to Ipswich. He crabbed around the corner. He just didn't handle it. He brings him here to the big circuit. He's been here to win. And I like this horse. He's a real cracker in the yard. He draws perfect. And I think he's going to be hard to beat. Paul Arlington Heights. Well, Johnny Shelton can't get this fight going any better than what he's got. So the moment he stepped him up to 1,700 metres, which was 3 runs ago, he just went bang. And then he came back and run second behind Darkney. He beat Emperor Zorro nice and easy last start. He put pay to him. He's just rebelling. He drops a half a kilo. I know he's going from a Class 1 to a Class 2, but he's just got him in super form at the moment. There's the big run on horses, the 6 Rainbow River. He's had 4 runs back, and his last 3, he's just been out the gate, mile off and ripping home, and they've been 1,400 metres. So this is the first time this preparation that he gets around that 1,700 metre mark. If they make one mistake down the running, he's the runner on horse. And the Toppy Defence Witness's last run was a lot better here behind War Baby in a 65 rating. So he's coming back to our Class 2, but he gets the claim. He's just got a little bit of a sticky gate where he's going to get in transit. But one thing about him, he will run out for 1,720 because he is a winner over the 1,600 metres in Melbourne, so he's a former Melbourne galloper, but he's definitely a player. Just the gate worries me where he actually gets that first 150 metres, 200 metres. 3, 4, 6, and 1 for me in the last, Sean.
All right. What do you stand out to today, Gary? Anything?
The top, he just wins in the first leg. You've got to take the shorts with him, race 1, number 1, and I like this horse in the last race, 8, number 3, Bring It. I like the horse, and maybe during the day, because this beautiful weather's kicking in, Sean, that just might dry that little bit more. Mm. So, race 1, number 1, race 8, number 3. Quite in numbers, 8, 4, 10, 7 in the first leg, 6, 9, 5 in the second, 1, 4, and 6 in the third leg, and 3, 4, and 6 in the last leg, Sean. But we've got an absolute glorious day. There's not one cloud in the sky, mate.
And as Drew was saying earlier, it all looks good because they've got the big carnival coming up there in a few weeks' time, or in July, and... It's amazing when you think about it. Five meetings in about 9 or 10 days. Incredible effort.
Well, you don't find many tracks to do it, do you?
No, really? Not at all.
No, like I mean, and these boys have been doing it for so long. He's a wonderful course creator, Drew Cooks, and not only that, he's a really good bloke too. But they've got it down to a pat. They work together as a team, and you walk in here the first day of the carnival, which is on the Special Law and Finance Day on that Thursday, Sean, and everything's neat and tidy, all ready to go, and it just bumps right through. So, I don't know many tracks anywhere really that could hold five meetings in 10 days, put it that way.
No, well, most carnivals these days, you find, apart from, like, you know, you've got the Spring Carnival in Melbourne and the championships or whatever, but you basically find that it's 2 day carnival maximum, isn't it?
We are talking country tracks too.
Yeah.
Not saying that they don't get the best service, but they just
a lot of horses.
They put their rails in the right position and they just do a good job. And I felt sorry for Gunner Day yesterday, particularly Sean, to lose their cup carnival because.
Yeah.
Awful lot of work goes into that, mate, but can't do anything about the weather, can you?
No, unfortunately. All right, we'll talk to you later on. We'll get the late mail throughout the day from Grafton.
Right, our champ, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. We've got 9 at Armidale tomorrow, so big deals over there. So we'll be back over there. But I'll catch up with you later, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow morning at Armidale, right, mate.
Good on you. Thanks, Gary. Gary Cleasy there looking at Grafton today. It's 27 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Bundle Bet Multi. Combine your racing bundle bet legs with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. Gamble responsibly.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio can be taken anywhere, anytime. Crystal clear. Sky Sports Radio is available through the Tab app plus the Radio Industries radio app. Whether you're at home, work, the races or travelling, make sure Sky Sports Radio is a part of your racing day.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging, and I'll wash it, taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Breed your mare to proven Group 1 producer Dewporth, sire of Australian Guineas winner Hey Doc and recent Sydney winners Heavenly Anna and Slow Burn. Dewporth yearlings averaged $78,000 in 2017. All-inclusive breeding packages in Dewporth, including adjustment, vet and GST for $10,000. Contact Angus Lamont at Kooringal on 0429 842 875.
May is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. This May, use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au. ASTIVITA.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer the opportunity to own and race the half brother to champion 3-year-old Whoopi Got You. Our colt is by sensational sire Fastnet Rock from Temple of Peace, a stakes place winner of 3 races. Whoopi Got You was a dual Group 1 winner of 10 races, including the Alumba Stakes, Caulfield Guineas, and won over $3.25 million. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the Fastnet Rock half to Whoopi Got You. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 3360808.
Approaching 10:30. Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. Starting with the sport headlines, Boyd Cordner says he feels more comfortable than before in his last State of Origin appearances, despite taking over the New South Wales captaincy this year. The 24-year-old will become the third youngest skipper for the Blues after just 6 Origin appearances, facing up against Queensland captain Cameron Smith, who's making a record 40th Origin appearance. Cordner says the added responsibility makes him feel more settled. Australian cricketers have addressed the pay issue during preparations, but the dramas won't be an excuse at the World Cup, according to coach Darren Lehman.
Not from my point of view, no. We made it very clear that we're here to play cricket. Obviously, it's obviously a big talking point in the media at the moment. So, but the lads are here to play cricket and play it well. So, from our point of view, we're preparing as we normally would any tournament, and it won't be any excuses from our end.
Bernard Tomic has been dispatched by Austrian 6-seed Dominic Thiem in his opening match at the French Open. He went down 6-4, 6-love, 6-2, while fellow Aussie Alex de Minaur also lost in three sets. Hugh Bowman has combined with Werther to win the final Group 1 of the Hong Kong season, the Champions and Chater Cup, and Adelaide Thunderbirds defender Renee Ingles says she's still in denial about her netball career coming to an end in her team's valiant 49-47 loss to Collingwood yesterday. In other news, 30 extra Australian troops will be sent to Afghanistan, increasing the number of defence personnel in advisory roles to 300. Australia is expected to maintain its military presence in the country until at least June 2018. Meanwhile, an investigation is underway to determine if there were any Australian involvement in an airstrike that caused civilian casualties in Iraq back in March. And an American man who argued with his estranged wife over their children has gone on a house-to-house shooting rampage in Mississippi, leaving 8 people dead, including the sheriff's deputy. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
The Big Sports Breakfast. Blues coach Laurie Daly hopes Jonathan Thurston will be there for the opening Origin game.
Winning against the best, they've played those 2 series, quite rightly so. You just got to move on and go with the players you've got. If JT's not there, yeah, we'll change our mindset. You know, we've seen Queensland in the past rise to the challenge, and it will be no different. But we fully expect JT to be there. You know, our guys are really excited about the challenge. So they want to take on the best. But yeah, we're fingers crossed that he's playing.
The Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Slats, 5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One, brought to you by USG Boral, Penrith Mazda, TAB, and Volkswagen Amarok.
28-11. Now, Racing Queensland advised that the Queensland Oaks Day race meeting, originally scheduled to be run at Eagle Farm, will now be conducted at Doomben. Now, there are some distance changes on the program. The Queensland Oaks was 2400, it'll now be over 2200 metres. The Moreton Cup, 1300, now back to 1200. The Lightning was 1,000, it's now 1,050. The Spear Chief Handicap was 1,500, now 1,600. The Phoenix was 1,500, it's now 1,350. Now, the distances for the remaining races in the program, the PJO Stakes, the others, the PJO Shea, the Bill Carter Stakes and the Helen Coghlan Stakes remain as were previously programmed. Now, first acceptances for the Queensland Oaks have been retained. Nomination closes for the remaining races in the program has been extended. It will now close at 4 o'clock today. So the Queensland Oaks Day meeting, originally scheduled to be at Eagle Farm on the 3rd, will now be held at Doomben.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched off. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
27-11, Dave Carlson, good morning.
Cozzy, fantastic to be talking to you, and good morning to everybody tuned in.
Too right, you got a big show lined up for us today, mate.
We have. We've got 4 special guests, Jason McKay. We'll also speak to Robbie Britton, young trainer Ashley Terry, and in Western Australia, Coz D'Agostino. Now, we'll go over what happened in the week that was, Coz, and there's quite a few things that have happened. Some fantastic greyhound racing. Fanta Bale for Robbie Britton created history in taking out the Group 1 Sandown Cup on Thursday night to become the only chaser to win Group 1s over the sprint, middle distance and staying journeys. Her time was 41.87 in the $250,000 feature. Dundee Osprey was a gallant second. The favourite Burn One down third. In the Group 1 Harrison-Dawson final that night, Black Mumbo clocked 29.53 to give young trainer Anthony Karabitsakos his highest honour. The son of Stagger and My Path Princess, Black Mumbo jumped well.